Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week, and a pleasure to be joined by former NFL quarterback, Super Bowl champ Joe Theismann, one of my favorite broadcasters when he was up front of doing that. And he's got a new book out, and he's playing in the Celebrity Golf coming up. So a lot going on, Joe. Thanks for a few minutes of your time.
You're welcome, Rick. It's great. As a matter of fact, I'm looking forward to the iHeart Festival out in Vegas too. By the way.
Oh wow! Yeah.
I think I'm a big fan of iHeart Radio. So I think it's an unbelievable line, the group of people that are going to be out there. I mean, I'm looking. As a matter of fact, I looked at my calendar to see if I was going to be in Vegas around that time. So I'm still checking to see if I can figure out a way to get there. But I know it's a fantastic event. I look forward to it. But you know, as far as the golf tournament goes, it's the American Century Golf Tournament that's going to take place between July 9th and July 11th out in Lake Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe. And one thing about American Century, Rick, that is so unbelievable is they, 40%, over 40% of American Century, their profits go to the Stauer Institute for Medical Research.
Yep.
And they do a world-class biomedical research and organizations for trying to defeat life-threatening diseases. And they've been a tremendous sponsor and a partner with us as far as the athletes go, and it's our 32nd year. I've actually played in 30 of them.
Hmm.
Missed last year, but it's grown into a fantastic event. It's, you know, great TV watching. Justin Timberlake, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. Of course, everybody talks about Charles Barkley's swing. I guess you could call us that. Those are the entertainers part of it. And, you know, Marty Fish has won it before. Women in the field, Annika Sorenstam, Catherine Tappan, John Smoltz will be back. So it's really a who's who of the world of not just athletics, but the world that people know individuals, I guess you could say.
Yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick, of course, Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
What is it about quarterbacks and golf, Joe, that quarterbacks seem to, I mean, other athletes as well, Larry Fitzgerald's a great player, but what is it about quarterbacks and how easily or how well they pick up golf?
You know, Rick, I'll tell you something. It's the first time anybody has ever asked me that question. And
yeah, I bet.
About it. We have to rotate our hips. Throwing a football is not all about your arm. It's the entire body. It's your footwork. It's your rotation of your core. And it's the release of the ball. And in golf, it's a lot of the same thing. Is you have to be able to get your body going in the right direction. And the arm sort of follows. It's a little bit like the golf swing. You want to be able to get the rotation going. You want to be able to get your lower body moving so it's not all hands up top. And I think that's a little bit of it. But the guys that really excel are like baseball players, hockey players. Tremendous eye-hand coordination. I watch guys play hockey, and I watch them bounce a ball, that puck on a stick, and I shake my head and go, "You got to be kidding."
Yeah, moving at the speeds they're moving. Yeah.
Oh yeah, unbelievable! And what they're able to do, you know, fend off a guy trying to check them, and then, you know, handle it with one hand. I mean, it's amazing. But we as quarterbacks, we try and hold our own.
Yeah, it's a great course out there. Like you said, over the years, $5.5 million for nonprofits. So really with a great cause out there, and the course looks in great shape. It really is, like you said, fantastic television watching. I'm sure it's even better being there. So great.
The venues are unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are. You're right on the lake. And the 17th hole, I really feel like what we did with the American Century was sort of an inspiration to what happens in Phoenix at the Phoenix Open on their par three. Because what we have is the 17th hole is right along the lake, and all the boats pull up, and the, you know, there's people, music blaring. I mean, it's not quiet when you hit that shot. It's the same way it is in Phoenix. You know?
Yeah.
So it's a great environment, great atmosphere.
Yeah, athletes used to playing in front of crowds and noise like that. So we're here with Joe Theismann today in American Century Championship. And a new book, Joe. Can't wait to read it, How to Be a Champion Every Day. It's kind of your stories and your takes from things you've done, things you've seen in sports and out of sports over the years.
Yeah, really. I do a lot of motivational speaking, and it's to a degree based upon the relationship between the world of sports, the world of business, and our own lives. So it's not just a book about football or stories of sports. General Colin Powell is someone to help me do a section on leadership. And matter of fact, the last thing in the book is a thing called a letter to my younger self. And it was something I did for Derek Jeter for his website many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Probably about 7, 8 years ago. I thought, what a great way to finish the book. It's dedicated to the men and women who serve us in this country and everybody that fights for our freedoms and protects us. And I was thinking that, you know, what a great way to, if we all had a chance to sit down and write a letter to our younger selves, what would we tell our younger self? And I think it's just a great exercise for everybody to stop and think about doing. And think of, it sort of reflects back on your life of the things that you did good, the things that you didn't do well, and, you know, things you want to do better going forward.
Yeah, it really is. Especially coming out of a pandemic or times like we've had here recently, Joe, it's good to reflect and hopefully we come out better for ourselves and doing something to help people and be more appreciative. That's kind of the way I look at it.
I do too, Rick. I'm 100% convinced that, you know, we're put on this earth to serve, not to be served. And to be honest, to be candid and honest with you, there was a time in my life where, you know, life was all about me. Is what could I get for me? And after my leg injury, I had sort of an epiphany, and it was like, you know, Joe, there are a lot more important things in this world than just you about thinking about you. And it really, you know, got me going, and the book is dedicated to, a portion of the proceeds will go to St. Jude Children's Research Center in Memphis, Tennessee. And so, you know, what can we do for someone else? If you help somebody into a car, or you help somebody with groceries, or you help somebody across the street, or you pick something up that somebody dropped it, you just feel good. You know, you can't help but feel good because you've done something for someone else.
Yeah, definitely. How to Be a Champion Every Day, order it or pick up a copy. Great summer read heading into the football season. And Joe, football now, NFL, college, it's a 12-month sport. It's exhausting sometimes, but it always keeps us on the edge of our seats. The league has never been more quarterback run than it is now. Did you ever imagine that you'd see the quarterback being such an important position, even more than when you were playing?
Well, it's really funny. I mean, you're asking a quarterback if I thought it'd be important.
Yeah, well, I mean.
No, it is. But no, not like it is. I mean, you know, you had teams that used to feature a running game and teams that featured a defense. And, you know, the quarterback was always significant, but never like we've seen today. And evidence to that is the protection that they're afforded by the rules.
Yeah.
And the salaries that they're making. You know, at the Super Bowl in Phoenix about 3-4 years ago, I had a conversation with one of the owners. I said, well, we see a $50 million quarterback. And that's when the numbers were around in mid-30s. And he said, absolutely. And I thought, man, that's crazy. But, you know, we've got guys getting close to that now. I kid Patrick Mahomes. You know, I kid with people about Patrick Mahomes. You know, Patrick, I believe, owns a piece of the Kansas City Royals. Well, I sponsored a Little League team when I was playing. So does that qualify me as the same position as Patrick? You know, you have to wonder about that.
It's a whole different atmosphere now. So wrapping up here with Joe Theismann, new book, American Century Championship Golf coming up. He's got a lot going on. Joe, I wanted to take you just a quick trip down memory lane. My mom, who passed last year, tells a wild story about when you were at Notre Dame. She lived in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Tom Regner was one of your linemen, I believe. And you came up to Kenosha with a group of Notre Dame football players and Tom Regner and went out on the town with some locals in Kenosha, and my mom was one of them. Is that story true?
Yes, it is.
My mom's family was family friends with the Regners, and she was there when you came up to Kenosha and hung out with you.
Oh, that's unbelievable. That is so great.
that is
so wonderful.
And following your career, she always mentioned that. I didn't know if she was just making up a story or not, but it seemed true, and I wanted to see if you remember that.
I do, and I'm sorry about the passing of your mom, but it was It was a great memory, you know, being at the University of Notre Dame was so special, and it is today. And I tell people this. I mean, you can go to there are a lot of terrific universities in this country, but you know, we're the one that has the Subway alumni everywhere, and it just, you know, having that degree from the University of Notre Dame to me has been a big part of my life.
Yeah, you played for one of the iconic schools. You played in the NFL for one of the iconic franchises in Washington, and a great career. Loved you when you were broadcasting, Joe. Your motivational speeches are great, and can't wait to read the book. Good luck with the golf, and have a great summer.
Thanks, Rick. Take care of yourself. Great catching up with you.
Okay, take care, Joe.